This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, Boyd's Gun Stocks have kindly agreed to sponsor a segment, an hour of this radio show. And I have met them, and tonight we get to speak with them. Joining me from somewhere in South Dakota, I like to think, is I'm joined now by Dustin Knudsen. He is the operations manager of Boyd's Gun Stocks. Good evening, sir.
Hey, man. How are you doing?
Are you off of the show circuit?
Yeah. We start one tomorrow again, though. So I'm off the travel. This one's in the backyard. So this one's only an hour drive, which is kind of nice for the weekend.
Now, from SHOT Show, where I met you, you've been on the road the whole time, right?
Yeah, went from SHOT Show, went down to Arizona. We did some shooting down there and then flew to Harrisburg for the Great American Outdoor Show for 9 days. So just got back home a few days ago.
And you're getting ready to go to another show. Even though it's in the backyard, it's another show.
Yeah, it's another weekend at standing at a convention center. But I guess there's a billion things that could be worse than standing around talking about guns all week.
Indeed. Now, tell us a little bit about Boyd's Gun Stocks. When did they start? Well, let's get into that. Tell me the genesis behind them.
Started in 1981. So we've been around 37, going on our 37th year. Started with a local gunsmith, and the owner was a gunsmith's son, and thought, hey, I can make stocks, and started making stocks, and today, it's just grown from a tiny little shed. It was literally a grain bin that him and his old man had their little shop in. And now we're a 35,000 square foot facility, 100 and some employees. We're still in the middle of a cornfield in South Dakota. There's not a lot around here, but just grinding out gun stocks every day.
Let's talk about how this happens now. With a lot of things and the tech side, the ergonomic side of guns nowadays, we've gone to injection molding, we've gone to CNCing things and everything else. And Boyd's uses wood, and this is not something you stock. So when you get an order in for a gun stock, typically, what's the process that's going to happen with that?
We do all of our stuff online. So you go on the internet and build what you like, personalize it for yourself, different shapes, colors, accents, whatever. Within a few minutes, it's already on our production floor, getting started. And we go out and grab the blocks of wood and put them in the machines and start running them. Our production process is kind of new technology based where we need that and where it's super beneficial. So with our inletting, we CNC super tight tolerances. Everything fits the way it's supposed to be. But then the back half of our process, making them, sanding them, and finishing them, that's still all done by hand. All craftsmen, craft women, just knowing what it should be and literally hand sanding them and hand finishing them the way it's been done for centuries.
Now, with some of these, like the At One, which I have a copy of right now, this is not just wood. This is you have incorporated other materials into it. Whose idea was that? And where do you, I mean, I've looked at gun stocks and figuring out the ergonomics of how something's going to work for somebody fascinates me. How much trial and error comes into a new model?
A little trial and error, and it's a lot of fun, actually, because at the heart of everything, we're hunters, we're shooters, we're enthusiasts, just like everybody else in this that's listening to this radio show. So we build stuff that we like. The ergonomics really comes in, whether it be in a bunch of guys back in the 40s, 50s, 60s, they figured out all the ergonomics and everything in there. Basically, we just go, what fits? We have small people, big people, wide people, skinny people. We just run it around and go, is this fit? Does this work? We have a lot of people touch stuff, and we try to get right in the middle of it. So on the ergonomic side, we're just real. Is it comfortable? Yep, good. Let's ask the next person. And that's how it started. With specifically with the At One, we wanted to take it a step further that a gun stock is traditionally only fits one person, you. If you get it built that way, some people it doesn't even fit them. As I have scars on my forehead from eating Scopes and all of that good stuff too. So the At One was, we want to build a gun stock that is a platform for literally anybody to have one that fits them. I'm a big man. You've met me. I'm 6'6", 270 pounds. That not a lot fits me. I'm always scrunching into things. So it's nice to have a stock I can stretch out, fits me, and then I can take my nephew out, push it all the way down, and actually get him good shooting fundamentals with sight alignment, sight picture, get his length of pull so he can have good trigger control. All just basic fundamentals. We just wanted to get them right.
Now, the offerings that you have, and we're going to come back to the wood here in a minute in the next segment, but the offerings that you have, how long has it taken to develop the product line to where you have this kind? The entire time it's been open, 30-some-odd years, because you make some OEM stocks too, don't you?
Yeah, actually, the business started out with OEMs. I mean, that it was heavy for that. So for a long time, we were relatively unknown. Back in the days of Faison and Reinhardt and the big gun stock companies down in Missouri, but they're long, long past. That really has been a hard dedication of ours for the last 8 years, 8 to 10 years, is going, we want to make a gun stock for everything. And for everyone, we're nowhere close, but I think last count, we were up to 255 different manufacturers of guns. Within those manufacturers, 1,500 models, and we're not even talking the different calibers and left hands and detached. I mean, those are another whole segment that really gets kind of redundant when you start counting that far. So we make a lot.
Yeah. We're going to talk about some things that might come up with somebody that is going to order a Boyd's Gun Stock when we get into the next segment. Boyd's Gun Stocks, I have the At One. And for those of you with the Scout Rifle, the At One is the stock that if Jeff Cooper had known it existed when he was conceptualizing the Scout Rifle, this is the stock he would have put on it, because all the adjustment points are perfect for the way the Scout is going to be configured. I don't know if that was an accident. We'll find out in the next segment, though. But BoydsGunStocks.com, it's the stock is the interface between you and that weapon. You can have the best one out there, and it's not going to break the bank. We'll be right back. My guest is Dustin Knutson, and this is Lock and Load. ¶¶
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification are ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency in production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Cratch stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Talking to Dustin Knutson from Boyd's Gunstocks. He's the operation manager there. With all of the shapes and the shapes of these gun stocks, when we're talking about shapes, we're actually talking about, we're talking about ergonomics.
The style of them.
But, I mean, you have styles that, you know, could arguably be called the classics, with finishes that are classic, that is the kind of thing that you would hang over a, you'd hang that over a fireplace with a, on one side there's a bear over there on one side, and on the other side there's a, some, you know, Cape Buffalo. And then some of the other styles you come up with, like some of the thumb holes stocks, which actually incorporate a well for the whole arm to go in there to where you're getting really in behind that pistol grip. Who came up with this kind of stuff? Because normally, you know, you gotta, you know, you get out there and you look at Eddie Van Halen. He claims he couldn't write music unless he was drunk. What kind of minds are out there looking at these things and conceptualizing this? And then who do you try this on to determine if it's actually feasible to make a stock this way?
I can't confirm nor deny our process of involving Heineken to help.
Understand.
Produced gum stock for wild sure. ones. I can't confirm or deny that. But the classics, the traditional, they've been around for hundreds of years. So those were kind of easy. All we did was really tweak them to fit better. Get the grip in the right spot. Get the comb in the spot. Make sure your hand wraps around. That was just tweaking them, getting them right. So the wild stuff kind of comes from Weatherby actually, I believe they were one of the first ones that did a thumb hole back in the 60s, and it was around for a little while, just kind of petered away, maybe ahead of its time, I don't know. But as we came back, kind of a similar thing, the boss, the owner, Randy Boyd, he looked at it and goes, I think it just needs to be tweaked and just fit, because the radical's not a big deal if it fits. That's what kicks people over, so. For the thumb hole, that was kind of just tweaking that, and a lot of people maybe don't love the style of them, but if you hold them and shoot them, it changes a lot of minds, a lot of minds. A guy that works with us, his dad was 80 years old, very, very traditional, game warden his whole life and everything. I don't like that garbage. And he talked him into shooting one, and within like a year, they swapped out all his guns to these thumb holes. So the ergonomics really paid in. Like you said, it has that well. You can get the hand behind it, helps reduce recoil. We kind of just took all the bad parts of shooting and let's make them better. Let's make them fit. Let's make felt recoil less. Let's make them fun to shoot. It's just building them right is basically all you have to do. And then the really wild stuff is just keep tweaking from there. Okay, left-handers for a long time didn't have a thumb hole. Okay, let's make an ambidextrous one. And the ball just keeps rolling and keeps turning and evolving.
Yeah, and now some of these, like you have the featherweight thumb holes, you have the left-handed one, and then you have the left-handed, that's the prairie hunter, then you have the varmint thumb hole. All of these various permutations of these things, besides the obvious one of making one left-handed, right-handed, that kind of thing, did this begin to come about as you started looking at the various rifles? Do manufacturers come to you and say, we've got a new rifle coming out, and we sure would like it if you'd make a stock for it in case this cheap one that we're putting on it doesn't work? Because that's really the way it's starting to go, isn't it? With some of these rifle makers where they're trying to save some money, the only place they can really save it and guns still be semi-safe is going to be the stock.
Yeah, and I mean, some of them, sometimes we know when something's going to come out soon, but sometimes we don't, and we're walking around the local gun shop and we see it the first time just like anybody else and go, well, that's going to need a better stock. So then we just work out a deal, buy the gun, whatever we do, take it home and program them up. I mean, just take them apart, check them out. It's getting harder and harder because as cost savings techniques go into those stocks, it's moving farther and farther away from wood. So we're having to integrate a little more of machined metal or injection molded plastic, little pieces, just to help bridge the gap between the two. But I think we're doing a pretty good job of it.
Yeah, but the fact that you keep going with the wood, I mean, you're sort of taking the wooden stock and doing like a 21st century reimagining of it, aren't you?
Yep, definitely. That we believe from a shooter standpoint, from a rifle standpoint, we've done a lot of testing, a lot of slow motion videos, force sensors, so on and so forth, that shows that having a stable platform increases the accuracy of the gun. It helps reduce recoil. It's a little heavier, but those plastic stocks, they move, and you don't want your rifle to move. It's why chassis rifles are so popular, because they are so rigid. And wood has that same thing. It gives a little bit at the beginning, but then it locks in and it doesn't flex. Some of those plastic stocks, you can twist them. Like, you could twist them almost 90 degrees
right
from one end to the other.
Yeah.
I've
got one of them here.
Yeah.
When we get back, we're coming up on the next break, and when we get back, I want to talk about the journey that when I got the Gunsight Scout. Ruger makes a variety of them, a variety of different models. I happened to get the one that needed something special. So instead of sitting back, and you know what? We'll talk about that when we get back. We will talk about that when we get back. At Boyd's Gun Socks, what's the next show you're going to?
The Pheasant Fest. It's the Pheasant Forever hosted show in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
If you are in the Sioux Falls area, go by and see Dusty. He's the tall guy. When me and Dusty and Richard get together, it looks like a bald man's convention, doesn't it?
Yeah, I saw the video the other day, and I told Richard, I go, our heads are really shiny.
We may have to start doing a little makeup there or tone down the lighting or something. We're going to be right back. My guest is Dusty Knutson from Boyd's Gun Stocks. This is Lock and Load.
Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock. Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Joining me tonight for the first time is Dusty Knudsen. He is the operations manager of Boyd's Gun Stocks, although we have shot video together, and we did all of that. If you guys go look at that video, we did that in one take, didn't we?
Yeah, we nailed it.
Yeah. So anyway, my first experience with them, besides them taking me on becoming a sponsor of the show, was the At One Gun Stock. Now, I got... And for those of you out there, if you're going to buy a Ruger Gunsight Scout, buy the one with the wooden stock. Because that way, you're not going to have to buy anything more if you decide to replace that wooden stock with the Boyd's gun stock. And I heartily recommend you do that, because the At One stock is designed with the Scout rifle in mind. But not me. I got the one. I got the only one out there. I got the polymer hollow frame. Now, I have to think that they put that together that way to save weight. Would you think that's why that was on that gun?
Weight and money, I would guess.
Well, the thing about it is that they have two models of Gunsight Scouts in various trims, and the difference is the barrel. One's blued, where one is stainless steel, stainless steel costing, and they all cost the same. So if they're trying to save money, which they probably did, they probably saved a lot of money on this. I picked the exact wrong one to pick out, but that's all beside the point. So I get this one with a hollow stock. Now the problem with this is that these guns need something called an undermetal, which is a magazine well trigger guard integrated together with a magazine release, and it all, you know, pop that off, stick it on there. The polymer one, everything is, you know, it's all monolithic. It's all one piece. I got that, and I let them know that. And then Wilson called Richard, and then you guys got the gun, and then you guys took a hard look at that, didn't you?
Yeah, we get it, and after we talked to you, we're like, what? We've made thousands of those gun safe scout stocks. We're like, what the heck is going on here? And we just said, can we see the gun? And yours was the first one that we go, oh, they changed it this year. So I said, sometimes we know things in advance. Sometimes we find out that way from everybody we talk to.
Now, would you have done that with anybody that bought a gun from or a stock from you and said, where's the trigger guard at? If they had described that to you that way, would that have been something you would have wanted to look at?
Yeah. In certain situations, we just don't want people sending us firearms willy-nilly, but we do. That's how we grow our catalog. I mean, 255 different manufacturers, 1,500 models.
Yeah,
we don't have that many guns in our place, so we actually, as we go to the shows, it's one of the best things we do is talk to people, and there's always people like to stump us. You have a stock for this, and if we don't, we go, we don't. But I'll make you a deal. Can I borrow your gun for a week, and then we'll have it. Then people are generally really cool with that, and we get it in for a week or two. Just take all the measurements, all the dimensions. Program it up in the CNCs, make sure everything looks good, make the samples, proof everything out, send them back, and we got everything locked in. So in the case of yours, we had to do that same thing. We go, well, now we need to find some bottom metal, and I think we even found it just on one of the gun part sites and websites, and then, well, that's what we needed and programmed it up. So she can buy that one now. Just have to get the bottom metal with it that I think those states now have.
If you're going to buy the gun, buy the one with the wood that comes with the bottom metal. Trust me on this, because that doubles the cost of the modification, and it's unnecessary, because what you're going to get, if you're just buying the gun to buy it, just get the one with the wooden stock, and it'll come with the under metal. Now, if somebody comes to you and wants one of these classic stocks that are not adjustable as far as length of pull, you know, any of this other stuff, and they send you some sort of dimensions or something, is that something that you can, you know, you're already making one in a lot of cases that would be considered tailor-made, bespoke, if you will. Do you ever go into this thing where you really get personal and make a really personalized gun stock for them? If they say, I need this length of pull, and I need for my head to be this high above this and everything, and I don't want the at one. I want something a little more traditional.
We do a little bit of more personalization rather than customization. We don't, true customs are hand built to very specifications. Well, we don't allow some of that, or we don't work in some of that. But we do have, if you want a fixed length of pull, but you want it longer, oh, man, we do that. You just let us know what we have, a certain number of lengths that we can cut them to and machine them right. So we'll do that. We have some stocks that have a little higher comb for your cheek weld. If you want a little higher comb, oh, we'd recommend these models because they have that little difference there. So we don't tailor suit it, but we're trying to get in the realm of a little something for everybody. Even our thumb holes, we have different styles for that. So if you're a bench press shooter or a bag shooter, they're a little heavier, sit in the bags. If you want something for walking, we got some that are a little lighter. They're all just a little variations of each other to help tweak it into what you're looking for.
Yeah, Now, I must confess, I'm colorblind, so I'm my understanding is that the color patterns that you put on some of these are really quite unique. And unfortunately, that's all lost on me.
Yeah,
whose idea was that?
Love your pink. Everybody at the range will love your pink stock. I mean, don't
my at one. Okay.
Yeah, you're big. But
I'm hanging out with the SWAT boys. I guess I'll find out for sure.
There you go. They'll let you know. I guarantee it all.
Yeah, yeah.
It's more just going for that personalizing. Everybody, there's some. We all know that person in town that has that radical car, and you're like, I don't know why that guy has a or gal has a yellow car, but they love that yellow car. Me, I'm a black truck kind of guy, so
right.
I like that stuff. But so it's just everybody has their own opinion, and that's what we want. Is we want to build the gun stock for you that you want, because not a lot of people even think of it. But the stock is kind of what makes the rifle. Imagine what a gun would look like without a stock. You have a useless piece of metal.
Yeah,
it really does. So the stock is where it differentiates. It's the true defining. And everybody likes that style. We all, as much as we joke about the SWAT, the pink stock, everybody likes to go to the range. And we are us gun people. We like to, what do they got over there? Oh, man. And sometimes those bright yellows or pinks or orange or green, ooh, you see them from the end of the line.
Is the zombie green, is that a really bright color?
Yes, super
that's,
bright.
See, I've got zombie green on mine, so they'll be able to find me from low orbit. And I like that and everything else, but that's all beside the point. Coming up on the last break, BoydsGunStocks.com is where you can go and check their stuff out. 250 brand names, 1,500 models. They do not stock them. When you order them, they go make them. They go make them right away. If you have any special instructions, I guess you should include that. We'll talk about that when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at scienceofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, where we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Talking to Dusty Knudsen from Boyd's Gun Stocks today. When we're talking hardwoods, what kind of wood is employed in making a Boyd's gun stock? I would presume more than one.
Oh yeah, we have walnuts, traditional walnut, maples, Turkish walnuts. The laminates are all birch laminate. So it's just birch trees, but they're all dyed and laid up and glued all scientific like. It's stuff that's.
I do like the technical talk. I like that. If I get out there and I'm shooting this this at one, and I really grow attached to this at one. And I'm running around and everything. I'm going to be going to North Carolina and we'll be hanging out with a guy that makes those Rhodesian slings.
Oh, nice.
He's going to teach me the way of the scout. But if I fall down or if I drop my gun and I put a divot in my Boyd's gun stock, is that something that I can send to you guys and have it touched up?
Nah, it'll be okay. We don't take anything back. I mean, at that point, I mean, we'll do returns if you don't like it or whatever. We'll do that sort of stuff, but. There's problems. Nah. Generally, it's just wood. It's just like.
Take a little sandpaper to it.
Little sandpaper, some little gun oil or true oil or Minwax or tongue oil, whatever your kind of oil of choice is. And you just touch it back up. It's just less is more when you sand. It's really hard. We haven't figured out how to put more wood on after we cut the roots off of the tree, though. So less is more.
Less is more. Less is always more. How many people come to you with one rifle and they run one till they wear it out? Surely in that amount of time that you guys have been in business has happened at least once.
Oh, no, generally we don't, man. We put these things through the paces. They're going to last forever. I mean, we're not reinventing the wheel. We're just making the wheel a lot better than it's ever been. Is that there's still 1800, 1700, 1600 era rifles and guns with the stock still on them today. I mean, it's not. It's something that's been tried and true and proven. We don't know where plastic's going to be in 100 years. Some sources say that it'll still be around, but that wood, it stays. It goes. We beat the heck out of our rifles. Oh, man. We're hunters. We're shooters. I was on Montana, drug that thing up and down the mountain for 6 days.
Oh, yeah.
Beat the tar out of it. Got her home, rubbed her down with a little gun oil, REM oil, and just put her in the safe, and away she went. So
yeah.
Maybe I have a few little scars, but, oh, that's that time I slid down the hill, or that's when I laid it up against that rock shooting the out.
Well, that just gives it a little bit of character, though, doesn't it?
Little war wound.
Yeah. That just gives it a little bit. Adds to, what do they call it, the patina? That adds to the patina of the look of the wood, yes. Is there ever a time that you think, looking forward, that you might change the material? Or are you always going to be hardwood?
We're always looking at stuff, but right now, hardwood's working. We go, there's nothing wrong with it. It's not broke. We still got a lot of people out there that don't have them. So we got a long ways to go yet. But modern technology is bringing them in some sort of stuff, but to go into full ejection molded stocks, we have no desire. There's plenty of other people that do that, and I like that they do it, because then people buy a gun and come over to us and say, hey, we need a stock. We got you, fella or ma'am.
The ergonomics, the thing that strikes me about this is, like with the At-One, I just have to wonder, given the way it feels when I put it to me, nobody knew I was there. Nobody knew I was coming to this, and yet the At-One was designed and it got stuck on there. And that was I saw that and I was like, well, let's try this one. And, it just is in this design process when you're going through this and you're trying to put something together, it's going to be ergonomic that works, right? That checks off all the boxes. Is that a challenge?
It's averages are average. I mean, we make our stocks ergonomically fit, so the general stuff is an averages. So averages is rarely ever perfect. The At-One allows you to do that eighth of an inch adjustment or a 16th of an inch adjustment to make it perfect. So we know where the lines are, the outside boundaries, the biggest guy and the shortest child, okay. Those are our finite boundaries. So let's get as many options in there as we can, because a lot of shooters out there don't know what a good fitting stock is like to have. It's like putting on an old pair of shoes that fit perfectly, or an old pair of leather boots that you've worn in that when you hold one that fits you, you're like, wow, it has never been like this before.
I'm trying to find a gun I'm looking at the stocks for the various guns. Like, you make stocks for the M1A.
Yep. M1A. We do old military rifles, M1As, M14s, Garands, M1 Garands, M1 Carbines, that Americana, if you will.
You also have come out with two-piece setups with furniture for some of the pump shotguns, where it looks like you've taken the At-One comb and butt and sawed it off right there to stick on the back of the gun, and then you've got a really nice matching piece. Do you make furniture? Don't you make furniture for ARs?
Yep, we do ARs, AKs. The At-One for the shotgun, that'll be released sometime the end of March, that will come out with that. Old lever action rifles, old Marlins or Winchesters, old British Lee Enfields, two-piece military rifles that we do more than just the crazy and fancy stuff. We have, chances are, we probably have granddad's shotgun stock as well. So
right.
A lot of people have that one that's in the closet held together with electrical tape that we can make something pretty darn close to what that used to look like. Spruce it back up.
Now, compared to the stocks of the wooden stocks of yesteryear, which they are probably replacing, has the technology gotten to the point now to where this is just light years ahead of what they used to put on these things?
Oh, it's incredible. Even 40 years ago, what it was when in the 80s or 30 years ago, I guess it was when as wood started to fall out because everybody did it, and there was a lot of bad people out there, a lot of bad manufacturers, a lot of bad sawmills that were just cutting trees down and doing this. That today, are from the time the tree is cut down to the time it's a stock is 18 to 24 months. The drying process is air dried for a certain amount of time, and then it's kiln dried to a very, very tight tolerance that sometimes when we have a wet year at the sawmill, it's got to sit on that dock a little bit longer because we cannot push that process. That we got this nailed down to very tight, very scientifically. It's not an accident that they are what they are.
Yeah. Boyd's Gun Stocks. We're going to be hooking up at, and this time I actually want to plan to do something a little more, I don't know, involved at the NRA show, but we're going to hook up with them at the NRA show. And by then, hopefully the second rifle will be coming into play because I'm going on an odyssey. I'm going to learn the different disciplines of the different guns because if I can put something on these to make these, drag them into the 21st century and still have that classic look but the superior ergonomic feel, then yeah, I'm going to do that. I've got a bucket list and now I'm checking things off. Boyd's Gunstocks.com. Go check them out. If you've got a gun that you've been sitting around saying, I wish I could take it out, you can. They'll rejuvenate it for you. Dusty, thanks very much for joining me this evening.
All right, brother. Thanks.
I'll be in touch.
All right. We'll see you in Dallas. All those fellas.
Yes, sir. You will.
All right.
Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Please remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, a design for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.